we join our intrepid team as they're planning Christmas over in Colonia, which, as everyone knows, is on the other side of the international dateline. It's already Christmas, and everyone's wearing shorts and firing up a barbecue. For some reason, Burl Ives has left Burl Ives in charge, Junior. He's giving everyone a dressing down for not dressing up.
Mom?
Yes, Burl?
When can I wear long trousers?
Why, pop it when you're old enough.
My leg hair's turning grey, Mom, and I got my free bus pass last month.
That would be a British thing, Burl, and you're not British, you're from Colonia. Anyway, you're still living here at home, dear. When do you move out?
I don't want to move out, Mom.
Shorts it is, then. Now, why don't you tell everyone about the meaning of this time of year? Make your daddy proud.
Oh, shucks. Do I have to, Mom?
Yes, dear. Now, be a good boy.
It's that time of year that Miss Leia wants everyone to be happy. And when she's happy, Alvin's happy. And when Alvin's happy, my daddy's happy. He likes a happy Alvin, see? Now we all know what happens when Alvin's unhappy.
Do we, Poppet?
Yes, Mom. He gets all snappy.
Good boy. Now run along and play with all the other pilots. Mummy's got some baubles to hang.
Yes, Mom.
Meanwhile, over in Ross 671, by sheer coincidence, everyone's working really hard to keep Alvin happy. Taran's in a foxhole. There's a fox in Taran's hole, and a whole lot of truckers in Super Cruise. What's needed is sucker, and here comes that sucker now.
Hey up, people, it's me, Eddie. I've brought you some new tailoring for your Christmas outfits.
Eddie, we're at war.
I've reinforced the gusset, you'll be fine.
If you think I'm pointing that bit of me toward the enemy, you've got another thing coming.
Thought you'd say that. I've added a little combat underwiring to bosom, lass. Much easier on back when hoisting your bazookas in direction of the enemy.
I won't have you talking about my personal weapons like that.
No, lass, your bazookas, for firing at the enemy. Look, I've added a gimbal on each shoulder and counterweights under the arm. Tinsel tassels that deflect any radar that's trying to look at your bazookas. Now, my wife Barb's has been working me husband Ken like a trooper at needles, and we've got something here for Cecil's python.
It looks like an enormous...
sock, yes, to keep it warm when he takes it out somewhere cold.
Can I have one of those for Christmas, dear? It gets a bit chilly on the...
Pack it in, Robbie, and pay the nice man.
Yes, dear.
Over at a nearby ice ring, a dangerous-looking Ferdelance has a couple of likely characters looking for all the world like they're up to no good.
Igor?
Yes, master?
Why have you brought me to this Braben-forsaken wasteland?
It's the opals, sire.
Opals, you disgusting wretch?
Yes, master. It's this Christmas's must-have thing. All the kids are raving about them.
And what, you diseased gnome, has this got to do with me?
Well, sire, I thought you might like to liberate a few from passing ships with lasers.
Sometimes, Igor, I like your thinking. Not often, mind. You have permission to switch to the knotted rope for your daily flogging.
Too kind, sir. I'll go clean the unused barbed wire ones immediately.
I need something to eat. What delights do you have for me?
It's a steak, sir. Salted, just how you like it.
It's delicious. What do you call it?
Rudolph, sir.
Have I ever told you, Igor, that you're despicable?
Frequently, Mr. Potter, sir. Frequently.
Over at Alpha Centauri, Snoz and Wotherspoon, I'm reading this bit so he doesn't have to, are putting the final touches to the decorating.
Are you sure the tree's supposed to have that decoration on it? I thought we were supposed to use a fairy.
Yes, it's traditional. A monkey on top of the tree, supposed to represent a Frenchman being hung from the yardarm.
Does France have any monkeys?
No, but we've got one. Just to be sure we cover everything, I've given him some wings. Help me lift him up. Right. Point of the tree goes right there. Oh, shiz. He's waking up. Quick, give him another shot of gin. Try again. That's better. Anyone for you, Log?
There'll be plenty in Cubicle 3 by Boxing Day.
And next, we go over to a lonely anaconda, somewhere well outside civilization, where Evenstar is putting finishing touches to his festive emails. He's sprinkling plenty of glitter on his keyboard.
I found myself an oysteroid, as perfect as could be. I thought I'd keep it as a pet and take it home with me. I made it some pajamas and a pillow for its head, then stuffed it full of seismic charge and blew it up instead.
Yule wouldn't be Yule without a little bit of Viking cheer, and we catch up with Commander Ramforth, who is quietly singing, or should we say, speaking to himself.
Cecil the Red-Nosed Trucker had a very shiny nose, and when he has a tipple, you would even say it shows. All of the other truckers used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Cecil breathe near naked flames. Then one foggy ice ring eve, Vikings came to say, "Cecil, with your nose so bright, come and light my way." Then how the Vikings loved him, as they mined the ring with glee. Cecil, the red-nosed trucker, helped us all to see. Cecil drank the bar quite dry to fuel his glowing nose, and in the dark cold ice ring lit up mother loads. Then how the truckers loved him until they saw the bin. Cecil, the red-nosed trucker, had drunk through all the gin.
The Hutton Orbital performers were Little Giuseppe as Bill Ives Jr., Mum as his mum, Evenstar being chased by some old duffers with obscure gifts, Cow as the baby cheeses, the tech monkey as the lowing cow, Wotherspoon as a wise old man, Harry Potter and Igor as the bloke with the inn that's too small and his wife who isn't, Flossie and Robbie as the Christmas sages, Eddie Lee Wise as the stuffing ball, and of course, Commander Ramforth as our favourite Viking. May we wish you all a happy for the mug.